Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We are Dukes and Bell. We start off every day and every hour by saying,
hey, man.
They are a dysfunctional franchise right now, but that does not mean they won't come in here Sunday trying to not walk out with a dub. We're talking about the Dolphins, and their offense still poses challenges to defenses around the league, even though our defense has been one of the best to date. Mike, I am a little bit concerned with this game only because the Dolphins, again, have shown the ability to score in the red zone. They're one of the best teams once they get down there. Guys, in our last two losses, we scored a total of 10 points.
Right.
We have to be better, certainly in the red zone. We've been better at home. But the big conversation today, guys, it's Friday. And I will say this. Mike and I do not know, so we're telling you what we know. Michael Penix may or may not play. He's been limited all week. And Mark Ramondi from ESPN came on the show today earlier. If you missed it, go online, odyssey.com, and hear the full interview. And he said to us, Coach said today, Kirk Cousins has taken more reps at the end of the week.
Right, as well you should in preparation for maybe Michael Penix Jr. not being able to go. D-Led, thanks, Mike and Carl. Oh, embarrassing for me, Carl. Spell check on Michael Penix today.
I saw that, D. It happens to us all.
Made an X and X. My bad. Anyway, so.
But it was. Legata later.
Once D-Led got that straightened out, he did post a video, and I reposted it, of Michael Penix Jr. throwing the ball. Now, the funny stuff is what people said on social media and then on our text line, where guys say, I don't like it. He don't look good. Another guy says, looks fine. Another guy says, he looks good to me. Guy says, he looks fine. Throw some ice and dirt on his knee. Guys, another guy says, he don't look right. So it's like,
What does he look like to you? What's he look like to you?
He looks a little gimpy. It's not like he's like popping on the balls, but he is, you know, sort of got some spring in his step. You know, just throwing a ball to Kadarrell Hodge.
Okay.
You know, making a cut at a goal line. But again, nobody in his face because it's a freaking Thursday or Friday. But anyway, D-Led's got it. I retweeted it. A lot of folks a little worried about it. But here's my thing to Carl, and I said this earlier. Three words. Run the ball. Zach, run the ball. This is the worst team in the NFL in run defense. Okay, they've already given up over 1,000 yards in the run defense. They're averaging 159.3. They're averaging 5.2 per tote. Okay, the only guys worse than these guys, as far as average, is the Buffalo Bills. And we just beat the Bills by running the football and then augmenting it with play action. This should be play action. Oh, I get it. You don't want him backpedaling with a bad knee, so it's pistol, and it's always going to be the pistol. So if it is Penix, but if it's Cousins, the same damn thing. Run the ball, man. Run the ball, Zach. Come on.
The Dolphins, by the way, average about 186 yards passing per game. We haven't allowed a quarterback to throw over 200 against us.
We're the best passing defense in the league.
And that includes Josh Allen, the MVP. So, look, is Tua going to come in here and have to throw it around? Yeah, he's going to. If they're going to try to pull out a victory here because of what Mike just laid out about the Dolphins trying to find their run game. But I will say this, Mike McDaniel does come from the Shanahan tree, guys, and what that means is they will try to establish the run game. They're not going to abandon it just because they haven't been able to do it. He's going to come in here and try to run it, and we'll see what happens. I'm simply nervous because we got to be ready. This is one of those games that you're better than they are. You've shown it. You're at home. And you come in lackadaisical, Mike, and all of a sudden you find yourself in a game in the fourth quarter. And then everybody's looking at each other, Mercedes-Benz going, wait a minute, I thought the Dolphins are 1-6. Don't get caught slipping. And I just feel like you look at this team and you go, man, you got the head coach talking about the quarterback and the quarterback talking about his teammates and all this stuff. And that's why I said they feel dysfunctional. But that doesn't mean jack on Sunday. All you need is a couple of plays, Mike. That's it.
Like I said, I mean, unless, unfortunately, you're Dan Quinn, where we lost five games in a row, which rarely happens in the NFL, to Carl's point earlier, the Dolphins, this will be four losses in a row for Miami. A lot of injuries.
Well, if that happens, do they fire Mike McDaniel?
No, according to everything I'm reading from the Herald, and Adam Schefter retweeted as well, that Stephen Ross is still committed to this guy, this coach, despite all the dysfunction, all the things that have been written, said about it, things he said, things his quarterback has said, things players have said about the team. So either way, they're sticking with their guy. But as you guys know, Tariq Hill done for the season. Tua's got a left thumb, which has been giving him some trouble. Jalen Waddle was resting with a hamstring injury this week. We've had a number of injuries. I mentioned run the football. Unfortunately, if you want to see Tyler Allgeier, he's had a hip/knee. He's been listed all week. He's questionable. But there is another guy. We talked about it with Mark Raimondi. You can rewind. Listen to Mark from ESPN.com. Nathan Carter is a guy we picked up as an undrafted free agent out of Michigan State. He's been stout. He looked good in preseason. He had some mop-up duty in that blowout against Carolina. But Nathan Carter backing up Bijan, Storm Norton is not going to play this week, so it's still going to be Elijah Wilkinson at right tackle.
What do you guys think? 404-726-0929. This is a must-win for us.
Hell yeah.
This
what do you think Arthur Blank thinks this game is?
This is a must-win for us. Maybe you went into the Buffalo game, all right, prior to the 49er game, and you're like, I don't know what we're going to do tonight. I hope we show up. They showed up. 49er game, you just wanted to go out there and build on it. Didn't play well enough to win, even though you had a chance of 5 minutes to play in the ball in your hands. This is a must win. Guys up there at Flowery Branch, you hear us. You hear our fan base. You hear what Falcon fans are. This one, you can't go in there and lose, Mike. I feel like you lose this one, you're going to lose a lot of faith from fans in this fan base who say, all right, we're 3-3. We're 500. You lose against the hapless Dolphins,
right?
It's not a good look.
As we said, you know, all of a sudden, you know, it's why we have fun. Yes, we'll say an over-under. My over-under was 10 wins for this team this year. A lot of guys, you know, were like, oh, man, we got this, we got that. There's always a team which is going up and another team going the other way. Who would have had the Colts where they are? You know, Colts looking like the 2 seed in the AFC right now. It's crazy. You know, we talked about the Patriots. You know, Vrabel's going to have them ready. That's our next opponent. We got to go on the road. We're terrible on the road. We're terrible outdoors. Check, check. That's New England next week. So there's no margin for error. 4-3. I think most fans would have said we'd be 4-3. Just didn't know, expect the games we lost to be the ones we'd lose. But this is one, if you are Coach Raheem Morris, yes, Carl, everything you just touched on, you can't, based on the rest of the schedule. And right now, guys, we're the 11 seed in the NFC. There's 10 teams in front of us, okay? So we've got to – there's no margin for error. You can't lose this game.
Circle and Holsters says, trap! Guys, I feel the same way. Look, I don't think that the Dolphins have what it takes to come in here and play full four quarters and beat us. I just don't. But I am only concerned because of our inability to consistently be good in the red zone. That is why. And if you're at home kicking field goals and the Dolphins get down there and they're one of the best red zone teams and they're scoring touchdowns, that could be an issue. So
I mean, they scored 20 in their last every game except for the Colts. They got smoked by the Colts, smoked, embarrassed by Cleveland. But they've scored 21 or more points in all their games, to your point earlier.
And Mike, the Cleveland game, that was the one where everybody – I shouldn't say everybody. People who watch that team and cover that team say, okay
– They quit.
Yes, it felt like they quit on Mike McDaniel. Whether they did or didn't. And McDaniel, the question then became, do you stay with Tua, who threw three terrible interceptions? One looked like he had never thrown a football before. I mean, he's in the back of the end zone. He throws a ball right in the middle of this zone. The linebacker's like, you're throwing it to me? It didn't look like he cared. And then they said, are they going to go to Quinn Ewers? Mike McDaniel said, I'm not going to make a change. But Tua's not going to throw 10 interceptions this week. Jokingly saying that. Tua will throw it to us. I do think we can get turnovers. I do think we can get interceptions on this team. And, Mike, I do think that's going to be the difference in this game because they have been turnover prone. That has been Miami's issue, even in the games they've been in. So our defense is very capable of that. I like us to win the game. I am nervous only because these are the kind of games where you just go, oh, man, we'll win this one, and you start looking ahead. Do not do that.
But that's the thing. Guys, just check what we're hearing from us. We're not saying this is Falconitis. You know, Mike, you talked about Dan Quinn. I'm just telling you, losing four games in a row or five games is rare in the NFL, unless your team is the Jets, in which case you may lose every game this season for a number of reasons. Injuries and just it's a bad – they got no quarterback play. But this is a trap, everything Carl just said. And no, we're not talking about, you know, what happened last year or 2 years ago. But this is a coaching staff which unfortunately does not get consistency out of their team right now, currently. So that's a big if for me. How does Zach Robinson manage this if it's Michael Penix Jr.? And by the way, a guy asked me just now, he goes, well, who'd you start? I start Cousins. If there's any doubt about Penix with a knee, with his medical history, I start Cousins. And if he wins and he looks great, you say in the mic, that's great. Great job for Kirk. And Michael Penix Jr. is my quarterback. And that's it. Okay? And yes, we'll talk about it. Yes, you'll talk about it. If Kirk Cousins comes in and throws for 350 and three touchdowns, nice problem to have. Aren't you guys the same people who told me it was genius to have this redundancy at the quarterback position?
Yes.
Well, now here it offers itself with your young quarterback banged up. And maybe he does need a mental health break. I don't know.
I forget how to play quarterback.
Thank you, Kirk. I believe in Penix Jr.
Well, let me see.
But I said to you earlier in the week, and I'll say it again, if I am Coach Raheem Morris and Penix is struggling in this game, then what are you going to do? You're going to take the L? You're going to put Kirk Cousins in.
Yeah. You are. All right, man.
And struggling because of the limitations, because of the knee.
Only because of that.
Correct.
That's it. This isn't a playing performance situation.
Correct.
That's not this. This is what happens in the league.
But if you, like they've got it, they're there, they're seeing it. We've only got one little chunk of video to look at. I'm just telling you, you've got the most expensive insurance policy in the league. Would you freaking use it?
Let's hear from Raheem Morris talking about whether the backup, Kirk Cousins, can lead this team if need be.
I think it's safe to say that I can lean on his 13-year experience to be able to go out there and figure out how to figure out this walkthrough. I think he's a professional at the highest level and will prepare at all rates to be able to go out there and execute. You know, he has been a backup in his league before when he first got in behind Robert Griffin. I've watched him in that format. I watched him go out there and have success in that format. I was actually there. I've seen him here as a starter. I've seen him at Washington as a starter. He prepares every single day like a starter. He's the ultimate pro, and I got a lot of confidence in him in doing those things. Yes, it will be different for him from a long time ago, but he'll use that recall, and he'll find a way to get it done. He'll find a way to do whatever he needs to do if called upon.
Okay, let me ask you one question, Mike. What if he stinks things up and he does start on Sunday? I'm just asking.
Right.
I don't know what's going to happen, but to your point about all the positivity, and look, he didn't forget how to play quarterback.
Stop trying to make
the Cousins-Penix quarterback controversy
okay. happen.
But what if he stinks it up and all of a sudden we end up losing
right.
because he didn't play up to his capability? Then what are you saying? We should have started Penix?
Right. I mean, right now, this team, remember, we all know how the history and the storyline played out. We know that Kirk, you know, said he was fine when he wasn't. And then later said, I wasn't fine, you know, trying to say, like, I'm still viable for maybe a trade in the offseason. Yeah. And then we spoke again off mic, and I think, like, he's apparently ready to go. He's one thing about Cousins, whatever happens if he does play, he's a lot healthier now than he ever was last
year.
This
is true.
You know, that's one thing. But, you know, this was the determination. The joke was, once you pivot to Penix, that's it. It's Penix. And you better believe in your – the story we got from D-Led was the coach had familiarity from the time, you know, knowing Shanahan and knowing Kirk Cousins from D.C. He wanted Kirk Cousins. The general manager was in love with Michael Penix Jr. So we did both. All right. Well, here's a chance to maybe help the coach get another dub and move things down, get us closer to getting back in the playoffs for the first time in 8 years. So I just roll who gives me the best option. Penix is compromised an injury. You got to go with Cousins, I should say.
I was like, man, this dude is legit.
Well, we're going to need it. Sunday's going to be very interesting, and you'll be able to listen to all of it right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We have not only the pre-show, but the Wait For It tailgate show with Andy and Joe. Leading into the Falcons pregame show, Wes and Arch with the call. Let's just get a win. That's all I want. Right. 4:30 Sunday. I better have a cocktail in my hand celebrating a dub.
Mm.
All right, when we come back, we got to talk some college football. Part of our big story, because At 5:40, Bryant McFadden from CBS NFL analyst is going to join us to help us break down some of the games that we've already been discussing. And then at 6, because we're going to 6:30 tonight, guys. We got Hawks basketball at 7. You're going to get a chance to hear from our head coach and his thoughts about this team, where we are, the mistakes made last week, and looking ahead. So stay there. It's Dukes and Bell.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it.
Are you playing me off?
That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The interesting thing today, Lane Kiffin saying he will address with his team the rumors in regards to Florida. He normally doesn't do this. And I thought it was interesting, Mike, where he said, or the report at least, talked about the fact that Lane in the past, guys, he's been mentioned in numerous jobs, but his name is at the top of the list right now, that he normally doesn't do these kinds of things. There's a lot of football to play, but he's going to address these Florida rumors with his players, and he's going to talk to them about it and say, hey, this is what happens when you win.
Right.
This is what happens when you win. And this is a compliment to you guys. But, you know, I'm here. We're coaching and we're trying to play and win as many games. And you said it. It's a big, tough game against Oklahoma on tomorrow.
And it's tough because you got to find the right buttons to push. I mean, like, you always hear these stories where a coach tells a team, I'm here, guys. I'm here today. I'm here tomorrow. Now, in 2 weeks, probably not. But I am here. You know, and that's where it is interesting to see. You know, how Lane, do you box yourself into a corner with an absolute, I'm not leaving Ole Miss, guys, you know? But you say, look, we got a game to win here in Oklahoma, you know? You guys, we all have opportunities in life, but that's not even remotely on the, you know, on my mind. Let's focus. See, that's hard. That's why these things, you know, guys always say, it becomes this big distraction. It's just human nature. It does. If you're an underclassman, right, you came to Ole Miss.
Yeah.
Now, granted, it's so transactional now with the transfer portal. But, you know, there's still some guys that are already beginning to wonder and weigh their options. Where am I going next year? So the mind wanders. That's human nature. So we'll see how he handles it. They're a 5.5-point dog against a Venables defense, which is 10 times better than the Georgia defense they just played. But we'll see. It's just that's why teams and fans of those teams, when you've got that coach who's such a hot commodity, it's the worst-case scenario. Because you just feel like things start to – it blows everything you're trying to do right now.
Has he made Ole Miss a better situation than what potentially could be at Florida, or no? You'd still take the Florida job?
I think you just get better athletes. Now, see, but so your the point earlier about the portal and NIL, I mean, the argument now is you can do it anywhere. Freaking Indiana is good. You know, you don't have to go to Florida with, but will you get more money? And there's people that have their money on the sideline in Florida because they haven't believed in Napier the last few years, and they're willing to throw bushels of it at Lane Kiffin and recruiting when he comes, if he does.
Yeah, look, and here's the other thing. You know, the one thing Lane is good at, and he did it at Alabama, he's done it everywhere, guys. He did it at USC for a short period of time there. The offense will get better. The offense will score points. And if you're Florida, that's probably the biggest thing you're missing, Mike, is that excitement with the offense. You're right. You're getting players. But, again, we do not know if he's going to take it. But the fact that he's even addressing this with his players tells you there's some real smoke there, and he's trying to get ahead of that. Meanwhile, before we talk about some of these other matchups, and, again, Georgia not in action, Georgia Tech taking on a very interesting Syracuse team on the flats tomorrow. We mentioned this. The SEC suspends the referee, the head referee that was in charge of the Georgia-Auburn game. Mike, you had some strong opinions about this because, we all wondered in that particular game. It's been a few weeks now. Right. But it was like, what are they doing out there? And then to have this review and then say, you know what? He's not going to be out there anymore
this
season.
It's the thing that drives me crazy. And I know if you listen to the show over the years, I'm always railing about the NFL. You know, there's guys out there that have reps. And there's guys now with all the information and data, you can do the numbers and look, hey, this crew calls more offensive penalties than defensive penalties. Well, why? Well, why are they still allowed to do this? Why are they the outlier? Why haven't you fired them? You know, why haven't you reined them in? You know, why doesn't the SEC have the transparency the ACC has? Wouldn't you guys love to have been a fly on the wall listening to that video review of the break the plane, not break the plane at Auburn? You know, this is the stuff that, you know, maybe it would have made the SEC look even worse. Ken Williamson's been around for a long time. And by many estimations, he's not been great for a long time. And he told folks he was going to retire before this season. And this was kind of the cherry on top of a not great end to his career. There's a lot of referees, and I think you can look at any conference, ACC, SEC, the NFL, and the pros, and you go, how are these guys maintaining their position? Where is the accountability? You know, the NFL always says they've got more crews than refs, so why don't you suspend some of those guys for a breather, right? Anyway, that you know me. Refs ruin everything. This guy ruined a football game. It took 37 minutes to play the final 2 minutes of the first half.
Yeah, it was too much. And I'm glad that there was some accountability here. That's all I'm asking for. You know, listen, I don't want people out of jobs if that's the situation. But, you know, if you're bad at your job, then maybe you should be out of a job. And so for at least the rest of the season, he's not going to be out there.
I heard Terry McCauley saying it shouldn't be based on one game. But based on this guy, it's not based on one game. He has not been exemplary. But that's why the SEC, why do you keep saying, same thing goes for basketball, especially in ACC basketball. Why do some of the guys that you know have had reps allowed to continue? Move them on.
What were you going to talk about with Brian Kelly, man?
Hey, man, this game, the most compelling matchup for me is 7:30 at Death Valley, and that's LSU against A&M. A&M came from behind to beat LSU last year. The quarterback now starts for the Aggies. That was kind of his coming out party.
Yeah.
Scoring all those points in the second half. You know,
Marcel Reed.
Brian Kelly could get, I'm not going to get fired, I don't think, in season, but this could be the last straw for him with Louisiana State fans. This is it. I mean, the Clemson win means nothing now, doesn't it? Right? I mean, you beat a Clemson team that's not even ranked. That seems like, you know, it was 5 years ago. You know, and there's a joke. I was talking to our buddy Brian down in New Orleans, and he was saying the joke was, you know, who's he going to blame? 35% say it'll be on Nussmeier after the game. Throws his players under the bus. Will he throw his O-line under the bus? They don't run the football extremely well. Elko's got a really physical team, and everyone's waiting for the wheels to fall off with A&M the way it did last year. I don't think it is.
I don't either.
So do you think it goes down to the wire? I mean, you see this like the last 5 minutes? Because this is LSU season on the line. This is it.
It is. The kid you're talking about has 15 touchdowns, 4 interceptions, Marshall Reed for A&M. He's really talented.
He had 3 touchdowns rushing last year against those guys in that game in College Station.
And it's only a 2.5-point, you know, spread. I mean, it's basically a 3-point game. Here's what's interesting. Brian Kelly, 20-1 at night, 20-1 at night at LSU.
Okay.
A&M, all right, has already beaten top-ranked teams, including at Notre Dame, which was their signature win this year, when at the time Notre Dame was number 8. So they won that game. That was back in September, I know, long time ago, 41-40. Then last week, outlasting Arkansas, it was the Aggies' first SEC road win since 2021. So that snapped a 10-game streak. That goes back to Jimbo, who could win in the SEC on the road.
Right.
gets Scott, then you get Elko in there. So point is, Mike, Aggies do have something to prove here. You beat an okay Arkansas team. Now you're going at night against LSU. Can you do it again if you're the real deal?
The big win against Notre Dame was impressive.
No, that was their best win of the season. Yeah. I mentioned that. Yeah. I just think that this win for A&M really puts them in the spotlight.
LSU. I mean, look, we all know the problems that they're having with the offensive line. By the way, according to the Baton Rouge paper, Tyree Adams is going to be out. They're starting left tackle.
Okay.
So that's a big piece on the O-line. So, hey, man, A&M, and A&M's got a big-time pass rusher, got a couple. And they're physical. You know, that's Mike Elko's, that's his calling card. Other big games.
Real quick, though. Yeah. The Aggies gave up. This is the problem last week. And I don't know if LSU can replicate this because they've had their issues on offense. But they gave up 268 yards rushing. Sam Pittman ran the ball down their throat, which is why it was a game last week, and they had to hold on and outlast Arkansas 45-42. Excuse me, Petrino ran the ball down their throats. I don't know if LSU can do that because this is where they've been lacking.
No, they don't run the ball well.
They have not done that all season, but there's the formula if you want to get after the Aggies because their run defense was not good.
Hey, man, we talked about it earlier, Georgia Tech. The story last year was Fran Brown kind of turned this into a thing about Georgia Tech's physicality and used that as a rallying cry. He had a bunch of guys either leave the program through graduation. Quarterback situation's kind of been a turnstile for Syracuse.
Yeah.
None of us bet it. It's up to, is it 16.5 now, Day-Day? So, but we still like Tech?
I do.
It's homecoming, by the way, on the Flats.
I do. Look, last week was one of those, did you watch the game, everybody, last week, if you watched Georgia Tech? It was a slow burn. Right? It really was.
Kind of like all their games.
But at the end, you looked up and went, oh, okay. They're doing exactly what I expected them to do. I think this will be a very similar situation. You'll look up and they'll be up 10, 12, 14, whatever it's going to be at the end of the game. But I do think this is not one of those games you look past. Syracuse can get you, man.
And then we mentioned earlier, Alabama, 11.5 at South Carolina. Really pulling for Shane Beamer and company, but this one is tough. I mean, maybe Alabama wins. Maybe they don't cover it, but I think Alabama gets it done.
All right, guys. Brian McFadden's going to join us next. CBS NFL analyst. We're talking about all the games. His thoughts on Aaron Rodgers facing his old team as a retire. He said he would retire as a Packer. He announced that, by the way, saying, hey, my career began and will end in Green Bay. And we'll ask him about the Falcons and the Dolphins as well. It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dukes and Bell Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. Guys, we've been talking about all these great matchups in the NFL, including our Falcons. It's time to talk to our man, B-Mac, Brian McFadden, two-time Super Bowl champion with the Pittsburgh Steelers. Now he is an NFL analyst for CBS. And, B, I want to start with our Falcons, man, because we do not know if Michael Penix will play on Sunday. It feels like it's going to be a game-time decision. We were talking about this all week, Mike and I, in regards to Kirk Cousins potentially stepping in. No big deal. He's done this all his life. I think in this particular situation, it might be the right thing to do because I don't want to risk Penix down the road. But I want to get your take on this because if he, in fact, plays and plays well, what's it mean for the Falcons? Does it mean anything?
Wait a minute. There you go. There's foolishness now. If you play and play well.
Yeah.
Kirk Cousins.
Don't you do this.
What?
Yeah, don't
controversy.
Do this.
What?
Yes, Carl, why are you doing this?
What are you talking about? I'm just saying, it's possible he could play well and everybody gets excited. That's all I'm saying.
They can get excited, but there's no controversy going on if he plays well against the Miami Dolphins. The Atlanta Falcons should be able to beat the Miami Dolphins with either one of us playing quarterback.
That I agree with.
For them.
That I agree with.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah, so even if Kirk Cousins plays and he plays well, which wouldn't be surprising, there is no controversy at all. So you need to stop. You need to stop that foolishness, Carl. All right.
But B, I mean, it could happen. I mean, you know what's going to happen if he does play well.
We not know. No, there's no controversy. It's been his job, and the only way it won't be his job if he ain't right. Healthy.
And by the way, for those who are new to the show and just jumping in, or in this minute we're talking with B-Mac, we love Michael Penix Jr. We believe
yes,
in
we
him.
Yes,
but Brian, if the guy's not 100% and it is a knee-related injury and with his history, maybe err on the side of caution and go with Cousins. Now, again, we're not doctors. We're going to find out at game time. The way to mitigate, though, B, is run the football. Dolphins are terrible in run defense. Let's just run the football all day, right?
No question. And to your point, I agree. If there's any concern, this is the game you sit him out.
Correct.
The game you be overly cautious because – the Miami Dolphins, man, even though they will compete, you know, they're spiraling. They're not a good team. They lack talent. They lack continuity. There's a lot of things going on with the Dolphins with them right now. So if you need to sit them out, this is the week to do so. And the best way to be successful with or without Kirk Cousins, whoever the quarterback is, to get Bijan Robinson going, get Algier going, get the running game going, man, because they have really been vulnerable to any offense, you know, in terms of the rushing attack. So this should be a simplified offensive game plan. Do what every other offense has done against the Miami Dolphins.
All right. And we agree on that. I think we all agree on that. It's Brian McFadden, guys, joining us from CBS NFL analyst. By the way, where are you at this weekend? Where are you at?
Well, my boots on the ground right now.
Okay.
I'll be in the studio, so I won't be at any
game. Okay.
Yeah, so I get a chance to watch. Just like everyone else, man, watch from the studio and get ready for a great, entertaining weekend.
It's going to be great. All right, let me ask you about Steelers taking on the Green Bay Packers because last week Aaron Rodgers played really well. They lose to the Bengals. It's a heck of a game. The Unc Bowl was really fun. But playing his old team, you know, and the Steelers, what's your take on them right now, man? I said earlier, I thought Arthur Smith called a really good game last week. I hadn't watched him that closely to say whether he's been good or not. But here come the Green Bay Packers, one of the best defenses in the league.
Arthur Smith has done a real good job. Offensively, Arthur Smith has done a real good job in terms of the creativity and just the situational adjusting that he's displayed. And because of that, we're seeing Aaron Rodgers play lights out. Aaron Rodgers has been balling. The issue for the Pittsburgh Steelers going back to a week ago against Cincinnati was the defense. They couldn't get the timely stops they needed to be able to win that ball game. Aaron Rodgers played winning football. The offense played winning football. So that was an issue. So hopefully we see a more stout, consistent defensive effort in a primetime stage. And I know Aaron, you know, is playing against his former team. He's, what, basically three years removed from being a Green Bay Packer. But you know he wants an opportunity to beat the Green Bay Packers. And I had opportunity when I did my training camp tour and I sat down with Aaron Rodgers and we talked about this, you know, if he beats the Green Bay Packers, he would be the fifth quarterback in the history of the NFL to have beaten all NFL teams. And he understands the importance of that. He knows the other quarterbacks that have done it, and he understands how important that would be to his career to have that added to his outstanding Hall of Fame resume.
It is our man, Bryant McFadden, guys, talking about the NFL. There's a lot of cross-conference games this week as well. Carl took Houston over San Fran. Want to get you on and get the take because, you know, you play in the NFL at the highest level, and you're coming from the defensive side. From the offensive side, when a team is stopping one thing you're doing, it's almost like there's got to be a plan B. I get back to how they kind of took away the run game, or we quit on the run game. Running the football is kind of a will. When you look back at what happened Sunday night with the Falcons, do you still say that's a winnable game for us? We know the mistakes aside. You know, too many men on the field, not enough guys on the field. It just seems like we didn't have a plan B once they kind of started the run blitzing on us.
And see, that's the thing with the Falcons. You know, I said this after that game because I pick Atlanta to win that ball game. But Atlanta's just so inconsistent. And when you really want to give them the praise and believe they've turned the corner for the better good, they do the unthinkable. Weeks ago, you go to Carolina and you get shut out. Then you come home, you dominate against the Buffalo Bills and Josh Allen. And when everyone is ready to get right there on your coattail, you find a way to lose to a backup quarterback in a Bobby I'm not Bobby Wagner I'm having a brain fart, the linebacker who just got knocked out
Warner for the 49ers
Fred Warner-less defense and they made stops. So to your point, you have to be patient. When you have a running back like Bijan Robinson, you should be more than patient in terms of getting things going with him, because that's all Bijan needs is a small glimpse. That's it. So if a team was holding him down or keeping him in check for three quarters, who cares? They'll get the football in his hands. And at that fourth down play, it makes no sense for me for Bijan not to be on the football field.
Right.
Sense. Even if he's not involved in that play that was going to Drake, with him on the football field, the 49ers will account for him. He is the ultimate decoy, because you have to treat Bijan Robinson just like Atlanta needed to treat CMC. Wherever he was on the football field, you have to account for him because he is a playmaker. So for Atlanta, until they find a way to hit that consistent stride, they're just an in-the-way team right now. And you know what I consider an in-the-way team? It's almost like guys going into a residential area. And you know when you're in some residential areas, you see a speed bump? You see the speed bump, but you just kind of go over it. You acknowledge it, but you know you're going to go right over the speed bump. That's what an in-the-way team is in the National Football League. Yeah. You acknowledge it, but you know you're going to find a way to get over it. And that's the area that Atlanta is straddling in because of the inconsistent performances. Man, what happened last Sunday should not have happened. That should have been a win for Atlanta.
Right. We're a speed bump. I don't want to be a speed bump.
No, I don't want to be either. B, let me ask you about what's going on with A.J. Brown, man. It looks like he's out. Fellas, am I right? A.J.
Yeah,
Brown
out.
Is out?
Yep.
What's the deal, man? What's going on there? What are you hearing? Because, look, they try to say it's not a distraction. This dude's putting out cryptic posts, use me but don't use me this week. I mean, every week it's something, and he's coming off one of the best games of the season for him last week. It just doesn't matter. They take on the Giants, the Eagles this weekend.
That's the thing, Mike Carr. I'm confused. You had a great game last week, and then you come out with this cryptic message like you're disgruntled and you're unhappy. Like, you would have thought what happened against Minnesota would jumpstart positivity with A.J. Brown. I don't know. And it is a distraction because we're talking about it. And he's inactive because of a hamstring injury, but we're still talking about it. But I can tell you this much. He's not getting traded. They're not trading A.J. Brown. So whatever unhappiness he's dealing with, he got to find a way to become happy because they're not trading A.J. Brown at all. A.J. Brown is still a dominant force at the wide receiver position. And we saw that last week. But for some reason, he seems to be unhappy. And you know, the most confusing thing with A.J. Brown being unhappy, him and Jalen Hurts are like homeboys.
Right.
They're like close.
Supposedly.
They've been close through, yeah, right. That's the thing. You said it right there. You said it, Mike. Supposedly. They've been close since college. Mm-hmm. So it's almost like if you're working with your homeboy and you're playing with your homeboy and you're catching passes from your homeboy, that should be a good situation, but it seems to be a disconnect with A.J. Brown. But he can be disconnected all he wants. I don't think they're trading him. They'd be a fool to trade A.J. Brown.
Yeah, they got the Giants this week, as you mentioned. No A.J. Brown. Giants did beat them up at MetLife. Another great game last week was the Broncos' comeback against the Giants. They get the Cowboys. You know, we're talking about our inconsistent play. Cowboys look like they've kind of got things flowing offensively, but of course, yeah, they miss Micah Parsons. Are you buying Cowboys to beat Denver, or you're feeling Denver?
It could happen because of how good the Cowboys' offense is. Lord have mercy. Man, they got some dudes, bro. And if I'm Jerry Jones, I try to make a trade. I go see what's up with Jermaine Johnson, the edge rusher from the Jets. I see what's up with Max Crosby. Because the thing about the Cowboys, with their offense being so good, defensively, all they got to get is four stops a game. Huh. That's the luxury the defense has. Just get four stops. Yeah. If you get four stops, you're going to be in a position to win because of how prolific your offense is. And to answer your question, yes, they got a fighting chance. Against Denver, that Denver defense had holds last week that surfaced that the Giants exploited, led by rookie quarterback Jackson Dart. Outside of the letdown, I never seen a team allow 33 points in the fourth quarter. I'm still trying to figure. We need to do a case study how that became crazy. A thing.
Right.
But outside of that, the Giants should have won that ball game. So if you're Dak Prescott, the balance, Javonte is running the ball extremely well. Every time I see George Pickens catching passes, man, I'm like, why is he in the Cowboys uniform? He's supposed to be in the Steelers uniform, getting CeeDee Lamb back, Jake Ferguson back. Man, they got a lot of dudes, man, that are playing at a high level. So yes, this should be an entertaining ball game. And yes, can the Cowboys win? I do believe so. Like I was saying, man, think about this. All they gotta get is four stops.
That's a good way to look at it.
One stop a quarter.
Right.
That's it.
Hey, B-Mac, while we're talking about the Broncos, do you buy that Sean Payton wasn't throwing shade at Russell Wilson when he said, he was like, I'm glad I got the Giants when we got him? Because, boy, he tried to swear off that, no, he was not dogging Russell Wilson out.
You know good and well he was throwing a shot at Russell Wilson.
Yes, sir.
And you know that. And first and foremost, that information you didn't need to disclose that information to us, mm-hmm. right? But because he don't like Russell Wilson – and, you know, the one thing I respect about Sean Payton, you letting it be known you still don't like him. For whatever reason, you don't like him. He threw a shot at the poor Russell. And it's about time for Russell to stand up. I'm glad Russell did respond with that tweet, that message. Because, Russell, you can't just continue to lay down and just let an elderly man punch you. It's like an elderly man punching you in the face and you don't swing back. Sean Payton is not an elderly man, but in terms of the difference between Russell and Sean's age difference, he is an elderly man. How many of y'all going to let an elderly man punk y'all and you don't do anything? At some point in time, you might not want to push him down, but I'm going to push the elderly man down, even if he's using a walker. Get out the way. Stop talking.
You want some old man?
No, because I don't want to push an old man down, but you ain't going to just keep saying to disrespect me.
Right.
Last but not least for me, man, I got to ask you about the Ravens. Are they done? They're 1-5. I know Lamar is attempting to come back. Look, they have been, speaking of decimated by injuries, but they get the Bears at home. If they have any life, they got to win this weekend, right?
You better believe it. You got to win this weekend. Now, we don't know the status of Lamar Jackson. So let's say, hypothetically speaking, Lamar can't go. Snoop Huntley got to go. Snoop Huntley gives them a better chance in winning. And I don't understand why Coach Harbaugh was going with Cooper Rush. Well, Cooper Rush can't run that offense anywhere close to terms of mobility. It doesn't fit his style. Remember last few years when Snoop Huntley jumped into the saddle, he played really good football. So if Lamar can't go, you gotta go with Snoop Huntley, and you got to find a way to win this ball game because outside of Chicago, they got a favorable schedule coming down the line. I think they got Cleveland, they got Cincinnati, they got Miami. They got winnable games, and because of what happened last week with Pittsburgh losing to Cincinnati, their window is still open. But you have to win this Sunday. With or without Lamar, you got to find a way to win to keep their playoff hopes alive.
Before we cut you loose, we mentioned Sunday, all right, with Green Bay and Pittsburgh. Monday night, this is basically the Commanders without Jaden Daniels fighting for their playoff lives, and they got to go to Arrowhead. So, I mean, from the NFC Championship, I know a lot. I disagree with some experts said they're going to come back to Earth. They are coming back to Earth, aren't they?
Yeah. It won't come back Monday night.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Kansas City rolling right now. Rasheed Rice is back. Pat Mahomes looking like that. Ooh. MVP Pat Mahomes. The defense is doing what they're doing. And you talk about, you know, not having Jaden Daniels. Now, the one positive, Marcus Mariota, when he stepped in for Jaden Daniels, played really good football. You know what I mean? Atlanta saw that firsthand. You know what I'm saying? So Marcus Mariota can really work the system. It's just their defense. Their defense has been surprisingly bad. Mm. surprisingly bad.
Right, this DQ's job, yeah.
Exactly. So now when you talk about Dan Quinn, who is a defensive-minded coach, he got to find a way to get his defense to be better. In coverage, they've been inconsistent. You know, they're not tackling well. They're allowing big plays. And they're not turning the football over. I mean, I think the Commanders are like 31st in the National Football League with only 3 turnovers for the entire season. 2 interceptions, 1 fumble. When you're not turning the football over and you are turning it over, that's losing football when you're not getting turnovers and you're turning the football over and you're playing against Kansas City on Monday night. So that's they mathematically speaking, there's still a lot of football left for the Commanders. But in terms of the expectations, yes, not having Jaden Daniels is a loss. But I'm more surprised with the defense because yet and still, the offense has been giving you production. The defense just hasn't been standing up.
B-Mac, always good to talk with you, brother. Appreciate you. Enjoy the games this weekend. We will talk to you next week, man. Thank you again.
Thank you for having me.
Bryant McFadden, CBS NFL analyst. Lots of stuff there as we get ready for another big NFL weekend must win for our Falcons.
Yeah, man. Guess what, kids? Bonus Dukes and Bell. Bell, Bell.
Till 6:30. And that means when we come back, we want you to hear from Coach Raheem Morris because he talked to us about all the things we've been concerned about, had some fun, but also looked ahead a little bit as we talked about how to manage this offense to score more points. It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.